back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789 in Texas at that same number. Just want to make an announcement that election night, I will be joining the Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes campaign from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. live coverage on election night. Make sure you tune in as 3 hours of live coverage. Really excited about it. And great news came in yesterday to the Barnes campaign as the number two competitor, Alex Lazary, son of one of the owners of the Milwaukee Bucks, dropped out after a $15 million investment in his campaign. He realized that even with a $15 million investment, he was not going to be able to defeat Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes in order to become the Democratic nominee for the Senate seat that Ron Johnson is holding. But I want to say this, because there's some ire that I have and some angst because, you know, there are people who are supporting Alex Lazary, a good man, no question by all the things that I've heard about him. Never met him. He's a really good man who made a decision based on what he saw and others saw, that there was no way, even if he spent another $50 million, that he was going to somehow win the nomination to run against Ron Johnson. But I want to talk about some people who, in the city of Milwaukee, who look like me, who have an anger, against Mandela Barnes, and who are leading others to say that he's not the person that should become the nominee for Democrats. And I tell you, there's some rottenness in some of the Democrats in Milwaukee, especially the African-American side, who have just taken the money. It's always, as Tom says, about the money. And so, you know, there's some personal feelings that they have about Mandela Barnes because he chose to run for state senator against state senator Lena Taylor. And so there's an organized effort by some to deny the fact that nationally the Democratic Party supports Mandela Barnes. So this fringe group, and I will call them a fringe group, are doing everything they can to try and turn people against Mandela Barnes. Now, doesn't matter, because they're not strong enough to usurp or overcome the National Democratic Party, who has hooked their future onto Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. But this fringe group that took the money and constantly takes the money when it comes to political issues in our community, now, after, you know, Mark Lazary decided that he wasn't going to continue in the race, have decided now, well, we've got to get somebody else. It can't be Mandela Barnes. It just can't be Mandela Barnes. My question to them is why? Well, why can't it be Mandela Barnes? Well, you know, he ran against State Senator Lena Taylor. Well, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? You can run against anybody. Nobody owns a seat. But my frustration is that, you know, you can take advantage of people who aren't aware of what is going on. And I've never liked it. I've never liked it. What am I talking about, man? I've never accepted the fact that people would take advantage of other people politically. But that's what that is. And that's why I've always referred to it as politics, you know. So they're trying to get people to turn around, even though they supported Lazary, and vote for Sarah Godlewski, who they didn't support, who has not said anything that they thought would lead them believe in her as becoming the next the nominee for the Democratic Party for the Senate seat presently held by Ron Johnson. You know, I've watched this group for decades control the votes and the voters in our city. And they get what they deserve. It's poetic justice that Mark Lazary decided that he couldn't defeat Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. That's poetic justice for those who have organized and done everything within their power to dismiss what the National Democratic Party thought was the best candidate. Do they have a right to do it? Yes, they have a right to do it. Nobody's saying they didn't have a right to do it. But I've witnessed them do this time and time and time again. Poison the water. Control who it is that they want in office so they can control that person. And when you have people who struggle and are trying to make it through daily, they're not politically savvy. And so they'll listen to people who appear to be politically savvy and who are politically savvy. I'm not opposed to people being politically savvy. But when they're taking advantage of others and they're being politically savvy so they can stuff their bank accounts, that's where I got a problem with it. And so, you know, we're at a point once again where in my community, it's hard to overcome that. When people who look like you and know the conditions that exist in your community are willing to sell their souls for the almighty dollar, man, shame on them, plague on their houses. But there is political justice. And the political justice is when the money was flowing, they were there. Because Mark Lazary put $15 million of his own money there, which meant people were being paid. They were on the payroll. Well, that's now come to an end. And there is a God who sits high and looks low. And for all of those hustlers who have continued to hustle our community and our people, you know, you're not going to be able to stop Mandela Barnes from getting that nomination. And for that, I am grateful. And hopefully we'll get to a point where you'll understand why. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Robert Miranda with Flack. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.